loves everybody, even my enemies. Wanna love like you, be like you, just like you.
You know, as you hear what Kevin LeVar is singing there about a heart that forgives, what comes to your mind when it comes to the whole notion of making amends? Because that's what I'm focusing on today, the power of making amends. You listen to what he's singing there. Do you get the impression that making amends, repairing a relationship, restoring a relationship is easy? That renewing a relationship is easy? And it really is not easy. It's easy to tear it up. It takes a lot of work, on the part of the person who is on the receiving end of the madness. But for the person who is perpetrating the madness, it is so easy. So easy for them to tip out on their partner, their spouse, after work, before work, while they should be in class or right after class or just before class. Just so many different ways to do that and just make it so easy. Or whatever kind of relationship it is, husband, wife, friendship, parent, child, somebody decides that they're just going to be as ugly as they want to be, even when not provoked. They're going to say whatever they want to say, the way they want to say it, when they want to say it. And if they issue an apology, it almost comes across as though it's almost obvious that there is no feeling combined with feeling of sorrow combined with the words of apology. The person who perpetrates the madness can so easily do what he or she does to mess that relationship up. Attendees of the same worship center. And for whatever reason, maybe involvement with some organizations that the person should not be involved with, and they've decided that they're going to try to help discredit a person who is the target of their madness, their drama, their darkness. And so they just say whatever they want to say. Some people may be angry about this, angry about that, and they go through life angry all the time. And they just lash out at whoever, including people close to them, and as a result, just wreck relationships. It can be kind of troubling, but you know, here's the thing. We can still ask the question, can the relationship be renewed, restored, redeveloped, reestablished, made beautiful? And I guess you could say made beautiful again. You could say made beautiful for the first time. There are so many people who are hypocritical and they're pretenders. And they give the impression that they like this person. They genuinely love this person. And they really don't. Can they change? They can. And here's the thing. This, again, there are so many reasons why it can be difficult to make a relationship beautiful when it's been messed up. Let's just take a look at a few of the traits, characteristics that it will take, qualities that it will take, elements that it will take to make the relationship beautiful. Just a few. And we'll talk about some of them today, but I want you to be thinking about other traits that it requires in order to take a relationship that has been wrecked and make it great. These are just a few. Courage, humility, love, and power. Courage, humility, love, and power. Now, before we go any further, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, so that we could look at one of the angles that needs to be put into play when it comes to making amends. Again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. If you are offering your gift, and I am reading from the New International Version, one of the earlier editions, I might add, of the New International Version. If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Notice God's priority. The Lord Jesus letting us know the thinking of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. And for them, the priority is not the offering. The priority is the relationship. For them, it's all about the two brothers, or the brother and the sister, or the two sisters, they're using the word brother here generically, need to be reconciled. And in this particular case, it's a situation wherein the one who is offended is to be approached by the one who offended, who did the offending, who caused the offense. The one who caused the offense needs to go to the one who has been offended. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. That's the key. Making sure that our priorities are the same as God's priorities. We need to take care of that relationship with our brother first, and then take care of the offering. The offering needs to be submitted. It needs to be given. But the priority is that relationship. Courage, humility, love, and power. Why is each of these needed when it comes to making amends?
Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurt.